FM 90.3 WJTL, Mercy Me's Always Only Jesus. Good morning to you. Kaylin and Fred with you, 703.
Hey, weeknights from 8 to 10, you get a chance to help us program the music on WJTL. Caitlin's your host Monday through Wednesday. You can email, Facebook, or call in your request. For us, Fred and I just said we wanted to hear some songs on the morning show, and she played them for us.
She played them last night.
It was
night.
So
that was
sweet.
Cool.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks, Caitlin.
So you can call in your request or email or Facebook tonight between 8 and 10. It's a WJTL request show.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Kevin Rivera, is with us. He's the president of WEPA for Jesus Ministries. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing today?
Oh, so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes, my beautiful wife, Kritzia Rivera, my friends Betsy and William Torres, and Ali and Juan Marco Rodriguez, and then the vice president, Jamie Gardarza, and his wife, Nilsa. And last but not least, my good friend, Michael Hall. And if I forget anybody else, I'm sorry.
I love that you came from working at Kreider's making ice cream.
Yes, sir.
They gave you a break so you could come over here and talk about WEPA.
Yes, they did.
That's awesome. And we've been asking our guests if they have a life verse. Do you have one to share with us?
Yes, I do, actually. My life verse is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
That is amazing.
Yes, yes.
That was one we shared earlier this morning.
Wow.
It was one of our other listeners' life verses today. So
wow.
People must need to hear that today, Kevin. Yes, thanks for sharing this. I love your hat. I love your shirt. I love WEPA for Jesus. Yes. What does that mean? Tell us what WEPA is.
All right. So WEPA for Jesus, Spanish culture and Puerto Rican. So WEPA is like a versatile word. We can use it for many things. But most important is like a praise word. We use it for like dancing, partying, but anything exciting, you just say WEPA. You cannot say it just WEPA. It has to be WEPA.
WEPA.
Yes. So pretty much, why not just WEPA for Jesus? Because everything we do is to glorify God, and he just does it all. So why not celebrate him and say WEPA for him?
So it's like hooray for Jesus.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I love that. What do you guys do on a regular basis? I know you have a food truck. Tell us about that.
Yes, the purpose of the ministry. Can I share my vision?
I'd love to hear that.
So here, I'm going to start with that. Our mission is to spread the love of Jesus Christ by providing nourishment, hope, and community support to those in need, transforming lives one meal at a time. And our vision is a world where every person experiences the love and care of Jesus Christ through the compassion and the service of our ministry.
Wow.
So our purpose is just, I love to cook. That's what I love to do.
Mm.
That's just the bait. We just go out there through the city. We feed anyone, everybody. We don't judge rich, poor, any race, any color. We just out there to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, be the hands and feet of Jesus. And as we serve, we ask for prayers over them. And we can help in any other way. We offer that too. But most important is just be the hands and feet of Christ, and they can experience Jesus through the food and through us.
Mm, and you offer for free?
For free, no cost.
Yeah. And what kind of food do you guys generally make?
I do the traditional Puerto Rican food, rice and beans, either pork, chicken, and then a side salad or something like that. But I do anything and everything. Sometimes we do breakfast, sandwiches, anything that comes to mind, I just go out there. Around this time, we usually do hot soups at night, hot chocolate and coffee, and then just like donuts and stuff like that.
Nice. I love that. If people want to find out more about WEPA for Jesus, can they visit you online?
Of course, yes, www.wepaforjesus.org.
Very cool. And you have an upcoming event you want to tell us about.
Yes, I do. We have a widow's event. It's going to be February 15th, Saturday. It's going to be at the Worship Center. You can look it up on webofforjesus.org. Be more information there.
And it's a Valentine's dinner for widows.
Yes, just to remind them that they are not alone, that Jesus loves them, Jesus sees them. And at the end of the day, this is Jesus' event, not ours. And we're just trying to steward the best way we can. And I'm just so love and love on them and just celebrate them and let them know that Jesus is there with them.
I love that. A Valentine's dinner for widows happening at the Worship Center. February 15th, is it free?
Yes, it is free.
Yeah. Do people need to sign up ahead of time?
Yes. So right now, by next week, it should be register on our website, webofforjesus.org. First 100 people, we're capping it at 100 people.
Yeah.
100 widows or widowers is open for men too.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's
Very cool. Valentine's Dinner for Widows and Widowers. It's happening February 15th at the Worship Center. What time is it happening, Kevin?
From 5 to 8 p.m.
5 to 8. Check it out online, wepaforjesus.org. We'll talk more with Kevin coming up, so stick around. Newsboys, Josiah Queen, more music too.